What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of BlockHash, exploring the blockchain. Here's a quick message from our sponsors, Pika Crypto and BNFT. Pika is revolutionizing the intersection of NFTs and gaming through their Pika trading card game, Elders of Kai. The TCG will be both digital.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Physical and Web3 integrated, allowing gamers to play and compete in various formats. Whether you are a newbie or a pro gamer, there's a spot for you in Pika's ecosystem. You can learn more about Pika and Elders of Kai on their website and social media pages. Join the Pika community on Telegram to keep up with the latest developments. BNFT is a groundbreaking platform that combines the unstoppable force of blockchain technology and the limitless potential of artificial intelligence, AI, to revolutionize personalized learning and earning experiences. BNFT leverages AI to create immersive educational environments for collaboration and utilizes DeFi to transcend traditional e-learning experiences. You can also earn exclusive certificates and showcase your achievements with unique NFTs. Learn more by going to bnft.solutions and their social media channels. All links are in the description below for both Pika and BNFT. Enjoy the episode, guys. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of BlockHash, exploring the blockchain, episode 346. Today with Jana, NFT, an influencer in the crypto and blockchain space and a huge NFT advocate, especially for Brazilians, a consultant, a speaker, many titles. Jana, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for being here. It's really a pleasure. I love to talk. For those that listen to me on space, they know that I talk a lot. So I really love to talk and yeah, talk about these NFTs, blockchain, Web3 is really my passion. So I'm really happy to be here and can't wait to share a bit what I have been doing.
Absolutely. Let's talk. I would love to know more about what you're doing in the space, what you think about NFTs, some things you're working on. Before we do, tell us more about yourself and your background. What did you do prior to all this? What's your story?
Okay. Yeah, that's is a fun story, but I came from mining engineer background, so I am an engineer today. I concluded my study at the beginning of the last year, was when the fun here in the Web3 started. But I was already working. I was really, really ready to start as engineer. I worked as in a blasting company, like exploding rocks, these kind of things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really filled up, like nothing technology. I really, all the time, I said in the past that I hated anything related to technology. So it was really odd that I ended up in this situation. But basically, that is my background. I was always the girl that studied a lot. Always the one on the corner, you know, just looking everyone, kind of more not so active with others. And I really love to study. And also even like right now speaking English, 1 year, like 2 years ago, this wasn't a reality. So a lot of things changing in my life. So you can imagine that my life 2 years back was totally different from the moment I am right now. So this is totally new for me, but I really love it. I totally fell in love. And nowadays I can't really live without being Jana because my real name is not Jana, actually. So it's really like my life changed completely. And right now kind of became a mission, like changing, keep changing my life. But also I want to help others to get to know this space, you know, because as you could realize already, like I was totally from another perspective. And when I found out this space was really blowed my mind, changed completely my life. So I'm really it's very odd, but I love to have also this background. I love engineer. I love to have this engineer mind as well. So yeah, everything makes sense for me right now.
Yeah, what was the catalyst that, you know, changed for you to go from engineer and mining and blowing shit up to now being a part of crypto and blockchain and NFTs? Was there like something that made you excited, or an opportunity, or something that like really got you into this space?
Yeah, not really. Basically, not really. Like, when it's because my husband, he's a tech guy, he's a developer. Mm-hmm. So when he told me in the past about blockchain, crypto, and how people were buying this stuff, I was, oh my god, the world is completely lost. That's terrible. And basically, I really didn't have any reason to come to this space. But as I said, like, I was working, everything was very good. I was ready to be an engineer. But then, as I work in the field for 2 years as an intern, I could really have an idea how I was working here in Brazil. And that is one of the things that is very unfortunate, because my field here in Brazil is very dangerous, very, we have a lot of problems in general here. So my field in the engineer work here wasn't an exception. So that was the moment that I decided, okay, I won't keep working, at least not here. And at this point with the pandemic also, I was so happy to work from home. And like, my field, mining engineer, is completely out of the office. You know, you have to be in the mine, mm-hmm. in the mine. So it was really kind of the opposite of the thing that I was liking. So basically, I just got my attention on the Web3 because of the money, and was because of my husband saying he was doing money. And as I was very like, I have no idea what to do, I start doing this kind of moderator, shiller person. I was just trying to hype and fund the project so we could buy in or get out, you know, so we could have money. So basically that was the thing that made me come here. But then everything started to change it after that.
Interesting. But you're still here. So what changed after that?
Yeah, a lot of things. And it wasn't the money, because as we know, right, everything is kind of terrible. I started when the things were kind of ending, and then the bear market was starting. So it wasn't because of the money that I kept here. It was really because I was just doing this, like, in Discord, talking with people, trying to hype, trying to fud, doing this crazy thing as kind of moderator. And then I kind of find there's a lot of great people that they are completely open to just talk with me, just listen. And this wasn't the thing that I was very used to in my life. As I said, I was always the girl on the corner studying, or really not feeling that I could be there with the others or talk mm-hmm. about the things that they want to talk. So in this space, like in a Discord, in a server, I was talking with these random people from around the world. And in the beginning was also like my husband's all the time saying that I could just train my English for free. And then I was like, that's true, let's do that. So basically was that mix of things. But the thing that kept me here was, oh my god, I can get to know so many great people that until today I couldn't in my real life, and now I really can connect so fast with people just in the Discord. So basically it was community itself that kept me here.
Yeah, I think the communication, the networking, the communities, you know, within the space are very addicting, and also, you know, very valuable, I think, in a lot of different ways for a lot of people. That's definitely something that makes me want to be a part of this industry too. It's all the cool people you meet, the things you learn, and the cool things you can do with the technology. And it's a lot of fun compared to many other spaces and industries.
Yeah.
I know you're a pretty big advocate too for, you know, promoting this in Brazil, especially NFTs.
Yeah.
Is it something that's not common in Brazil yet? Or
so
it's
always funny to talk about this, but it's very common in Brazil. We are crazy, especially about crypto blockchain technology itself. we have been following all the waves since the beginning. You know, we were here since the 2021 and before that. But the thing is that Brazilians, we are not used to be on the same space as the community itself, the Web3 community right now. And we kind of, it's more hard to find us, you know, but there is a lot of people doing content, creating content, but they are really focused on like TikTok, Instagram. And when I started doing it, any kind of content was because I realized on Twitter, we didn't have anything at all. And also wasn't by myself that I decided doing it, a project that I was helping basically. They invited me to do a space in Portuguese because any other project have a special space in Portuguese. And then because of them, I started doing it and I was really afraid because I was not a very extrovert person. I was not like ready to talk with others, but basically it was at that moment that I started to having these things of studying and then trying to pass the content in Portuguese and for Brazilians itself. And then after that, everything started to happen. You know, I could realize this thing that I have about sharing knowledge that there is no one doing it on Twitter. And then I could realize a lot of Brazilians were on Twitter, but they didn't could find the others Brazilians. So that was very funny, is odd, but is exactly the reality that we have nowadays. We are still kind of transaction from this Web2 influencer background to this kind of builder background, you know, because I'm very kind of, I really talk a lot about don't like Instagram because it's more about being influencer. I don't consider myself influencer. I consider myself a builder because I'm not trying to influence no one. I'm just doing what I want to do, being myself. And then the others decided to come around me because they like that and that's it. So basically we have this shift that it is going on here in Brazil. It's very hard because we love Instagram, we love TikTok. So I'm kind of trying to be in the middle of the mess and trying to say to everyone, stop doing it, you know, but it's a process.
Very nice. So that's how you become the Brazilian crypto queen, right?
Yeah, kind of. I was like, I have to say that there is a lot of women doing this in the Instagram, but I was the only one that was kind of showing to the international world that Brazil exists, you know. So then I was like, I have to make this not only a queen, I have to be the Brazilian queen so everyone will know that Brazilians are here and we are very strong here actually.
Yeah, is there a lot of demand for crypto in Brazil? Like, do you see a lot of people that are very interested in it, that want to learn more, that want to work in the space?
Yeah.
It's a very big economy. It'll be important, I think, for this industry at some point.
Yeah, no, for sure. And in the it's funny too that in the middle of the last year that we were very also in the bear market as we are now, but what's kind of pumping some news here about NFTs. I don't know exactly why and how it started, but basically the last year we have a lot of Brazilians getting to know the NFT itself. They already know crypto, but they didn't know NFTs. And then in the last year was basically a lot of people getting to know NFTs, and I could participate in this process as well.
Very interesting. Do you have your own like NFT collection? Like, do you create anything in the space yourself?
No, I don't have my own NFT collection.
Nothing?
No, not yet. Like I have, okay. I created my server. I am creating something around a server in Discord that I want to just be providing value for my community. But basically a collection itself, not yet at least.
Do you have any plans for one?
I don't know. I think a lot. Probably I will have that in the future, but I don't know. I really think a lot because it's also this mix of being Jana, and I all the time say that I don't want to be an influencer, and mixing that with the founder. Until today, I still have some problem with some projects that the founder seems to be more important than the project itself. You know, I have these problems with me, so I'm kind of trying to figure this out. But yeah, probably in the future I will have something, because as I am also working in the bear market with a lot of projects, I am getting a lot of knowledge and a lot of insights of what worked, what not worked, and what we are needing at this moment. And yeah, basically is a process that in the future I can see something happening, but for now there is nothing really planned.
Gotcha. I saw you were working with a lot of projects, and I saw that you also do like a lot of consulting as well for NFT collections. Tell me a little bit more about that. Like, what are some of the things that you work on? Do you help them with promotion? Do you help them with marketing or finding someone to help design them or put a master plan together? Yeah. What kind of stuff do you do?
Yeah, basically I can do everything into the project now. Like after going through all the different roles in a project, I really work as moderator, community manager, community builder, collab manager, everything I kind of have the experience into, because I worked. So basically right now I really kind of can do almost anything with them. Of course I have the fields and the roles that I prefer, but just for to mention, like in the middle of the last.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here, I think I was already working with a project as community builder. And I was reached for the Neymar Junior team to be the ambassador of them for the Brazilians. So that was, for me, was really unreal to imagine something like that. But then was the first moment that someone was looking for me to be an ambassador. And that is one of the things that I am doing a lot nowadays, even for just ambassador to help projects to get more reach in the Twitter in general, but also to help projects to get some attention into the Brazilian community. So I'm really right now looking to go to the scenario where I can kind of connect the international world that is happening and the Brazilian national stuff that is happening inside of the country. Because as I said, like we still have this void between us, and I all the time can see that what we don't have is someone connecting and stopping to have these things separate. So basically, I am doing a lot of these ambassador things, even for get this connection, or even just to get more attention on Twitter, and also the community manager, community builder space, anything related to that. I have to say that I prefer working with communities, any kind of community, any moment as well, because I work already in the pre-launch, after launch, in the middle of launch. So really communities, understanding the communities, creating things with them is the part that I most love. But right now I am getting more people and more interest in the ambassador thing.
Got it. What do you think causes that disconnect between maybe Brazilians that have their own projects, that are builders, that are creating things, and this industry? Is it a language barrier issue? Is it a knowledge issue? Yeah. Is it a networking issue? What do you think is the biggest problem?
I think cultural, I think, is the problem. And the thing is about here, us Brazilians, we have this thing that we also, like, just being a Brazilian, we feel that we are not so good as the others. We have this as a joke here. But the thing is that if you stop to think and you analyze a lot of good people into their fields, they are Brazilians, because we really have a lot of people that we can differentiate from the others. So I would say that the language definitely is a big barrier. Because also here in the past, as we are also a poor country, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to be learning English. Nowadays, I don't think this is an excuse anymore, because with the internet, we really can learn from anywhere, any moment with zero money. But in the past, like 10 years ago, this was really something that was hard. I myself, I couldn't have any course, English course. I was very bad at English as well in the school. So English was really very hard for myself. So I think this part of the language is also a big, big entry for us. But nowadays, I am that person that when someone here in Brazil say about the language, I just say that nowadays, if you want to, you can learn any language by yourself. You don't need to have money for that. So I think would be like language and then the culture part, because we here in Brazil, we have this culture thing that we are not so good as the international stuff, because Brazil is poor and we are not ready for get competitive with the rest of the world, basically.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, you make a good point. You know, the internet exists and everyone has access, or so there's probably not as much excuses today. And I think it's a matter of time. Brazil's, again, got a really big economy. It's like, what, sixth in the world, something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, once that connect starts to happen, you know, it'll be very, very beneficial to the entire crypto space.
Yeah.
As the Brazilian NFT queen, do you have any NFT collections that you like the most, or that you're the most excited about, or that you think have a bright future?
You mean from Brazil or general?
Could be either.
Well, I have to say that the things here in Brazil is kind of the things were slowly, as you I mentioned, like the was the last year that we started having a lot of NFT projects here in Brazil in the middle of the bear market. I have some projects that I consider they are very good. They are doing something that I think is using the technology very well. I'm very also, I really demand a lot of projects as well. But there is some ones, I won't mention names so I don't go to any side, you know, because right now I am like helping all of them, trying to have content and having things to them. And then in general, I think there is some projects that I am excited, like myself, I am a holder of Valhalla. I love the community. They also have a good, not so big, but could be much bigger, a Brazilian community there as well. The others that I want to get into, like Azuki, Bored Ape, Beans itself. I'm trying to think others here in my mind. But yeah, I think these one are the names that I have been around. And also Sapi Seals is one of the projects that I want to get into, because I know they have a lot of women there. So I am very excited to get there so then I can connect with those women, because it's not so easy to find some of them in the moment. But yeah, I think these are the ones that I really stand up in my mind.
Very cool. I'm very excited about Azuki right now. I think it's one of those collections that it's around back in the bull run, but it's picking up a lot more steam. They just came out with another drop. They're spending a ton of money on marketing. Yeah. And I feel like they're going to have like their own anime at some point. Mm-hmm. Like it's coming together really well as a brand.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm very excited about that one. Pudgy Penguins has come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's some really cool stuff happening. I think NFT 2.0 is going to happen at some point. That's the next question I wanted to ask you, is like a bit more high level in terms of maybe what the future of NFTs look like. Obviously, we've seen NFTs as a use case for art and creators and collection building and building community and doing all these cool things that we love. Where do you think NFTs go from here in terms of utility, in terms of other ways to apply them?
Yeah.
I've seen people do a lot of different things with them, but since you're the Brazilian NFT queen, what do you see? What do you think is coming?
Okay, no, I think is a hard question. Is the question that probably has, there is no right answer from no one. I would say that, of course, now saying about having utilities that gonna get value for gonna bring value to the holder is one of the things that everybody is kind of just is a demand, you know, because if you remember when 1 year back when I joined the ecosystem, the utility thing was a thing, you know, it was just like some projects have a utility, the others are just the art, the crazy stuff happening. So then having utility is a thing that right now we can't think in a project without the utility part. And the other stuff is that I think the future of almost any project is being more professional, getting into the level that you are not a project, you are just like a startup, you are just like a company. It's not like projects and then you have startups, you have companies. I think right now we are kind of going to the direction of having this as a mix. And a lot of projects that I worked with in the past, they couldn't understand it. They couldn't understand how serious it is. Like, there is no excuse more that you don't have money to do this or that into the project. It's the same stuff as you have in your startup. You have an idea, you need to sell that idea in different ways. So I think this is one of the things that I think we are already going into that direction, getting more professional. You are not just a project, you are a company. You have to treat yourself as a company. Not yourself, but the project. And then the other stuff would be, especially for Brazilians, America Latina in general, would be having these projects where the utility or even the project have these connections into the physical world and the digital world. I think this really brings a lot of space for people to join, people to understand why would I have this NFT. And even to sell this, sometimes it's easier, especially for those that are not a lot of tech people, like myself in the past. It's easy when you can explain for someone that why have that NFT that is related with gym, with workout. Because having that NFT, when you go workout, maybe you're gonna earn something, and then people start to understanding, okay, I can use something from the internet, from the blockchain to get money just doing stuff in my own life. So then I think we are kind of getting that, filling that void of how connect the world of people that hate technology and the technology tech guys that we have here. I think this would be my best view in my mind.
Gotcha. I think monetization is another interesting area where people can now find ways as builders, as creators, large and small, to make money on the things that they do. And I think NFTs open up a really interesting doorway there. Is that something maybe that you see in Brazil that maybe people are also interested in?
Yeah, for sure. As I said, like here in Brazil, we still have this shift of things of being an influencer. Because here, influencer people and even artists, footballers, they really kind of have their names. They are everything for us. So this is a kind of a problem that we have here. So I wouldn't say this part of the monetization for creators focus on Brazil. I would say in general. And then I would also say that thinking of me, I started from zero followers. I started from scratch. And then I built something with nothing. I didn't have nothing, didn't have money. I didn't have anything to offer itself. And then I could create something. So this is amazing for thinking about even America Latina. We don't have money. We don't have the same opportunities as the other countries. So right now we can be compared and we can be in the same level with everyone around the world. So we all start from zero and then we can have money just doing the things that we are used to call influencer stuff and doing on Instagram, TikTok, and all the other socials. So then I really think that this would be something that I would mention. But again, I think that it is even something international and everybody, really any part of the world, can start from zero and then build something around them with this technology and then having the money because of that. So that is really amazing. And I wasn't even in any moment in my life and until this moment, I was really thinking about creating this thing that I created. And then right now that I am kind of realizing and starting to have some goals and some things more aligned with the thing that I want, I really can see that I now can get and monetize my company, monetize my things that I do. And this is really a great opportunity. We didn't have that in the past.
Absolutely. What's next for you here in 2023? Is there anything that you're working on in particular? Are you just staying the same course for now? What are the plans for you?
Okay. Yeah, that's a great question. So right now I am into some great projects, really great. And I am working there as like community manager. We are really is some company stuff, and it's really kind of a very well known things. And I was really excited to get into this kind of project, this high level stuff, because then I'm gonna be happy to have my name in there, as right now I am kind of a brand. And after this, I would say that I really want to make sure that I will be into all the NFTs events. I'm going to be into all the different groups, so then I can share this Brazilian stuff, especially the part of Brazilians are here. We are very strong. We are just kind of crazy around the Web3 itself. We don't have like these groups, or we have this group that we can find so easy, but we are here. So this is one of the things that I have in mind. And also really, I have this part of, I want to be here for those that can't have someone in their side, you know, because I really have a lot of problems in my past, especially being someone that couldn't connect with friends and other people. I really want to be that person that I will be here for the others. So my community, even on Twitter, Discord, Instagram, anywhere, I want to be that person that's going to be there with them, sharing knowledge, sharing good opportunities, sharing anything that I can to be there with them, because I really think that we are in a world that everything is so fast, and sometimes we forgot of the people that don't have the opportunity to have others, great ones around them. So I also have this mission in my mind to really be there with others that have no one. And a lot of people in the Web3 right now, even on Twitter itself, they are very lonely in their real life. And then I can be there with them, answering even one tweet of them. They can feel already that they someone is looking at them. And this is the moment that I think someone is kind of happy in their day, in their week, and really can change their life. So yeah, basically a lot of stuff, but yeah, that is the plan for now.
I love that about you. You're a very community-oriented person. You seem to care a lot about the followers you have, the communities you're in, the people in the space, Brazilians as well. So it's awesome to hear more about, you know, what you're doing and everything.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? Are you primarily on Twitter? Are you on social media elsewhere?
I am everywhere, you know. I am okay. Especially on Twitter. Twitter is the main. There is nothing to be done right now, but Twitter is the main stuff. I created then also a server on Discord. I also have Instagram, TikTok. All the socials is the same name of the Jana NFT. So it's very easy to find myself.
Cool. We'll make sure to put all those in the description below so people can find you everywhere on social media, online. Jana, thank you for taking the time today. Really do appreciate it. It's been a good conversation. Learned a lot about what you're doing in the space, about what's going on with Brazil in terms of that side of the Web3 community. And I'm very excited to see what you do next. So thank you for taking the time.
No, thank you so much for being here. I really love. And for those that are even listening to this and are thinking that it's too lovely stuff, it's to just think about the community. I know everybody's here for the money. I went to this space because of the money. But the thing that I am saying is that we can be happy while we are everybody looking for money, you know? We can be happy. And the community, they are making this happen. So basically, that is the thing that I would like to say to the end. And thank you so much for the invite. Was really great. I love to talk, and was a pleasure to get to know you as well. So thank you very much. And everybody that needs anything from my side, I am always open. Any DM, anywhere, any moment, I will be there to help.
Awesome. Thank you again for taking the time. Everyone, make sure to check out Jana, everything she's doing. Check out her socials again. And yeah, Jana, let's talk again soon. This has been great.
For sure. Thank you very much.